they call it helpmates. Mm-hmm. And let's see, they got another name for them if I could think of it. I don't think of it just now. My mother used to, she's done that a lot of times, way back in her.
She you delivered. Your midwife or granny?
Yeah, she, yeah, I'll hear midwives and granny and.
Was that what
you
were trying to think of?
Yeah, she delivered a lot of them. She was good at it, see? Uh-huh. And she delivered a lot of them. And in fact, people around over the country would send for her.
Uh-huh.
And back then, if a creature thing had to be out or something. Now, when Mildred, my daughter, was born, we lived over yonder that Gardner pasture where I told you.
Uh-huh.
And that creek was all over the bottom. There wasn't no way I could get a doctor over there, see? Uh-huh. And it couldn't come down this way. Because this all was out low here then, it's all covered in water. And so my mother weighed on her.
Mm-hmm.
She weighed on my wife.
You called her then a...
I just called her my mother, just weighed on her. She's either called a midwife or a granny, you know, or something like that. But, you know, she just weighed on...
Mm-hmm.
And
what about a child that's born to a woman that's not married? What would people call that child?
Yeah, but it's not, they call it a bastard, but it's not true. That's not right.
Why is it not?
Because the Bible says it's not.
Uh-huh.
It says it would coach, the Bible does. And it don't call it a bastard. What they call, what the Bible calls a bastard is the guy that don't believe in no God, he's a hypocrite, and he don't live firm, and stuff like that. I don't know just how it brings it in, but that's what he calls a bastard, the Bible. Uh-huh. But he don't call people that's born. They said people that call him that, but it's not true. Uh-huh. It's not true.
What does the Bible call him? They call him a woods.
Woods coach. That's what they call. What he called him.
And your brother's son would be called your.
My brother's what?
Your brother's son would be your.
That'd be my grandson.
No, your.
Oh, my brother's son would be my nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a.
Be an orphan.
And a person who's supposed to look after the orphan. Would be his legal
guardian. Yeah.
Okay. Do you need to go
now? Yeah, I'm gonna have to go. It's nearly 3. I better take off up by the time I get up there. It takes about pretty close to 30 minutes to drive up there. Any kind of anything, as far as that goes, for another human being, some of them ain't. And there's just a lot. Used to be a lot of them in this country here. Just mistreated their stock awful. Wouldn't feed them, and if they did, then they'd. You know, they just, there was no reasoning, you know, about the, what they should do and what they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And
they said this has gotten to be a real, this bullfighting thing, pit bulldog fighting, has gotten to be a really big sport, you know, in the past few years.
Well, I tell you, I never did like to see anything fight. Now, in our part of the world down here, Lucille's brother down yonder, he's bad for it. He'll catch a little coon in a trap, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll put him in a cage and keep him for a day or two, then he'll turn him out and turn 4 or 5 old dogs loose on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see him fight him. I said, man, to me, that there is awful. I don't believe in stuff like that, see. And if he wasn't hurt, if the coon wasn't hurt, the dog's twice his size.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the dogs is twice or three times the size of a coon. And if he wasn't hurt, then it wouldn't be so bad. Even the dog is larger.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be so bad to have one dog and one coon. But they just seldom a dog can whoop a coon. Any dog. I mean, it takes a special trained dog to whoop a coon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but he'll turn 3 or 4 of them loose on him, stand there and laugh while they just run up and grab him, and, you know, and tame him. And, him trying to fight them all. To me, that just looks awful. I don't believe in stuff like that. And I never have.
Mm-hmm.